We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary, see your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by big wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. That's why Mint Mobile is here and offering premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month with no catch. Mint Mobile is great for anyone that's looking for a way to get a little bit of extra savings. You don't have to pay for those big plans, even though they still have the high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network with unlimited talk and text. You can use the phone you have right now with any Mint Mobile plan and keep on trucking just like you are, just saving money on your mobile plan. And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee, so you can try it, make sure it works for you, and then you're all set to go. So switch to Mint Mobile and get premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. To get your new wireless plan and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/DNVR. Be sure to go to mintmobile.com/DNVR to let them know we sent you.
Welcome into the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account to get amazing odds boosts every single day. I'm Rudo, joined by AJ Haefeli, coming at you live from the DNVR bar. Look, there is some Avalanche news, obviously, based on the title of the show. We will get into that. We'll probably start there, but we're going to get into some other interesting little details from around the league. Abs involved in some things that, let's be real, probably won't come to fruition or anything at all. But still, should be a fun little show. Let's start off.
That's how we should market it. Should be a fun little show.
Yeah, it's just a fun little show. That's all. Avs have called up Martin Kaut and Mikhail Maltsev. I think many people rejoiced a little bit at finding that out. Their roster situation still in a ton of flux. Obviously, MacKinnon.
Oh, is it?
Unlikely to be back for Tuesday.
Is it, Bruno?
Landeskog, obviously out. Devon Taves, also out. You now have Stefan Matteau on
LTIR.
Along
with Pavel Francouz.
Yes, who's been there. So, still messy. But they should have a full lineup for Tuesday, at least.
Yeah. So basically, just to recap kind of where we were, the Avs went with 19 skaters against the Blues on Saturday.
Yep.
Because of salary cap restrictions,
yep,
they had to go with the cheapest guys that they could.
The three dudes they called up literally put them less than $5,000 under the cap. And had they wanted to call up either of Kaut or Maltsev, they couldn't.
Yeah. They would have had to have sent Ranta down as well. And they didn't want to do that. So Newhook went down in part because of money, but also in part because he just didn't have a very good preseason. And,
yep.
You know, they want him. That is a guy who needs to find the confidence a little bit. Needs to figure out the game.
This is, and we talked about this a little bit before, but this is like, give him 10, maybe 15 games down there, and then let's go. It's not, you don't want to see him laboring down there in the NHL for too long.
Remember when he signed last year, it was like, okay, well, let's see how he does.
And he tore it up.
And he just, yeah, he dominated the AHL, and it was like, well, that's done.
Yep.
So, you know, that was, you know, that was last year, and now he's got to have to do that again.
Yep.
But to see them go with LTIR today, and now they have the freedom to call up or send down or do whatever.
Yep.
And they immediately drop Dylan Sakura
back down.
Yeah, back down. The only one of those guys that stayed is Magna, because they need a 4C at this point. Yep. And Maltsev and
Kaut getting the shot.
And Kaut will get a look here. And because they don't have extra forwards,
that's the 12. Only,
yeah, Jack Johnson did travel with them. So if Jack Johnson comes back into the lineup, then maybe Curtis McDermott could slide in at a forward spot.
Sure.
But for right now, until Jack Johnson is cleared to actually play, I'm going to assume that McDermott is still on defense.
Yep.
And that they are rocking no spare forwards. So
no spare nothing.
Yeah, really no spare nothing. Tough spot to be in.
Definitely not.
Third game of the goddamn season.
And you've already played a game against St. Louis that, based on the roster, was an auto loss, essentially, despite, you know, the Avs made it close at the end of that game. But you look at those two rosters and you're like, okay, whatever.
We didn't really get to finish our post-game show.
Yeah, more important things came up.
You know, Michel Goulet just like
rolled in on us.
Sat down and was like,
Was dope, by the way.
It was awesome, but it was just like, well, this is happening. We didn't, but how could St. Louis really feel good about that?
Right.
Like, you're happy to win a game, right?
It took Toronto calling back a kicked in goal for them to not give up a point in that hockey game.
To blow a 4-1 lead against a preseason squad.
Yep.
Like, if that's, you and I were both down on St. Louis going into the year, but and I was not, up on their forward core.
Not that far down.
Now. But that was
spooky.
That was definitely a situation where I looked at it from St. Louis's perspective. Was like, look, a win is a win, and you don't apologize for the situation other teams are in.
You take what you can get.
The Avs won a game last year in Vegas where Vegas had 17 guys. Dudes. So, you know, it is what it is. But as your opening night win,
you don't feel good about that.
Yeah, like you felt they had to feel a lot better about last year's opening night win against Colorado.
Yep.
Where they just beat a good Avs team.
Felt immediately horrible about it in game two.
Game two changed, you know, flipped that script, but you know, at least after game one, they were like, oh, yeah, this is a good team.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. I don't know how you feel that way after that one. That was not – it was not an impressive performance from the Blues at all.
It really
especially
didn't feel
great. Especially, like, knowing that, like, the second period, they got dominated.
Yep.
So it was it'll be interesting. I am very curious to see how Arizona does tonight.
Me too. It's going to be interesting.
Because the Arizona-Buffalo tankathon the other day –
that was a wild one. It was a fun hockey game.
It was a wild game, but how weird is it that that's the game that they scheduled on a Saturday afternoon?
The one game on TV at the time.
Yeah, there was one thing on TV, and it was like, because every Saturday, hockey fan wakes up. It's Saturday. What are we going to watch today?
Let's watch hockey.
This is going to hockey.
Yeah.
And you fire it up, and you look at the schedule.
It's Buffalo.
OpenNHL.com.
Arizona.
The Sabres and the Coyotes.
And you're like, maybe I'll watch hockey later.
You're like, I could do this, or I could shove a pine cone in my eyeball. Like, which one would you prefer?
That's an actual fair question.
And then the Arizona Buffalo game just became totally fun.
And it was a
fun
blast. It turned out to be a great hockey game in a vacuum.
All like, these goals, like, it was Dustin Tokarski against, and I watched it on mute, so I never learned how to pronounce his name. Vezmelka, the guy who was from the Czech Republic and never played a game in North America. So, anyway, it ended up being a great hockey game, and that's what we were enjoying.
That's what it's all about, man.
I can't wait for game two of that season series.
I'm saying.
When do they play again?
Just let them play every night, and whoever wins more gets the first overall pick.
What are we watching?
Yeah, this is a game that actually looks dope.
I mean,
it's like super skee ball.
Other than it involving Ellen, yeah, who might bully you.
Ellen DeGeneres is not my favorite, but...
I'm so glad you're actually holding this.
He hasn't used it yet, though.
Holding what?
He's saving it for the court segment when we have to judge Buffalo Sabres versus Jack Eichel. But we'll get to that in a little bit.
Yeah. Other big news today, you know, other than the thing the just dropped as we were waiting to go live was Evander Kane suspended 21 games
suspension for violating COVID protocols.
God, that's like a Nazem Kadri roughing.
Well, that is exactly like that.
Yeah. Is 21 games such an odd number?
It is specifically the one.
Was 19 not enough? Was 23 too far? Too far?
AJ, does Evander Kane ever play in the NHL again?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
Because
you know why?
Right now it's looking pretty sketchy.
You know why?
Why?
Because he can score goals.
True. But
And this isn't me trying to minimize in any way what went down. He's been accused of. Because what he got suspended for was
not related to that, maybe.
Well, no, what he got suspended for was faking a vaccination card.
Yeah, sure.
And then in the same statement, they also said that the investigation into the allegations made by his estranged wife could not be substantiated, and they were not going to make a further comment.
But that doesn't mean it didn't play into the suspension length necessarily.
I don't know. Sure. Right? I don't know. And that's where I'll just leave it at is I don't know.
Sure.
Yikes.
It's bad all the way around.
Yeah. He needs help, man.
Yep.
Like, that's a dude that he doesn't need to be back in the NHL. He doesn't need to be on vacation somewhere. He needs to be getting help. He needs to be building up a support system around him that can check his bullshit and put him in line. Because I remember before he got dealt to San Jose, because
there was
Colorado had sniffed around, and so I started doing some background on it. And I talked to a handful of people around the league that said, look, he's a really talented guy, but what he really needs is some discipline. He needs to be in a group that will keep him in line. He needs to be in a group where he's not the big dog, you know, where he's not the star player, but he's part of a team. One that has an attitude that keeps him kind of in check. You know, he needed an authority figure, and it sounds like things just because of how things went in San Jose.
Right.
It started out that way.
The first couple of years in San Jose, everything seemed great.
And then it just got worse.
You know, I do wonder, you see guys like Jumbo leaves. Patrick Marleau left and he came back. But
right.
A lot of the core leadership of that team left. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, Evander Kane is where
back
he is
to
now.
Back to some of the bad habits of his youth, you know? It started out really well, and then it just took such a turn, and then nobody stepped up to help him, and you know it, and then he made his mistakes
for sure,
but you know they don't just fall out of the sky; they get created by something, and I think that he was a dude. I've always felt that he was a guy that really needed
heavy kind of a structure.
Yeah, a discipline, a very disciplined system to be in. Yep. And, you know, when he didn't get it, he leaned into his worst base instincts. And now we're seeing the result of that. And it sucks for everybody. I mean, it sucks for the wake of destruction that he's left. And it sucks that he has self-immolated in such a way, a public way, you know, like such a, it's just bad. It's bad to see a guy self-destruct like that. I mean, you don't ever,
you never want to see you don't, anything you know, like
I,
that.
For yeah. me, like, I don't, like, there are some bad people in the world that I'm like, look, if this happened to, I would have less sympathy for.
Sure.
But
none of those dudes are hockey players.
Yeah. And it's just tough. Like, You want to hope that he gets the help that he very, very obviously needs, and that, you know, just not even in hockey, but that personally he can turn his life around, and that he can get help and that he can figure it out, man.
Yeah.
Maybe that's too bleeding heart of me and not hardline enough, but I will also say he's earned every bit of his suspension, and yeah. he's probably lucky. Faking a Vax card is fucking stupid.
Yep.
And
you could argue for a lot more in 21 games.
Yeah, straight up. Like, that's a failed IQ test. That's a moronic thing to do.
Yep.
And 21 games almost feels light when you try and, like, get one over on the league like that. I would say they should throw the book at him, but, I mean, 21 games in the NHL is a lot, given that they regularly just dismiss.
I mean, what? He travels to a building that requires vaccinations, or God forbid, he goes plays a team in Canada.
Yeah.
And they find out he's not vaxxed. I mean, the repercussions of that could be...
Yeah, well, the domino effect of such a stupid and selfish decision.
Yeah.
And I think that's where it comes back to with Evander Kane over and over and over. Stupid and selfish decisions.
Yep.
And genuinely, I hope that he gets help. And I hope that he sorts himself out emotionally and mentally. And, you know, if someday he... I mean, I'm saying I think he'll be back in the league because he can score goals, but... I hope that he can do something to someday earn his way back in.
Redeem himself a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you would love a redemptive arc here, but he's so far from that right now. It's
it's tough.
Yeah, I think he'll play again just because the NHL is what it is, and I have no faith in sports leagues to if you can play at all.
Tony D'Angelo plays for the Carolina Hurricanes. I think that's all you have to say about Evander Kane getting back into the
NHL.
Well,
and it's funny because it's like, I guess it's not funny, but it's people make the argument about Tony D'Angelo. Oh, well, doesn't he deserve a second chance? This is fourth franchise.
Yep.
Like. And that's why I say, you know, I have no faith that the league is going to draw a hard line and say, no, you can't come back until you're good.
Especially if this ends up in a situation where San Jose voids his contract because of his violations. Some team will absolutely pick up Evander Kane for a cheap deal. I guarantee it.
I think that's a great point, too, when you talk about him coming back to the league, because that contract is prohibitive.
Yep.
I think it's got 4 or 5 years left. It's $7 million per.
It's a lot.
You can't, just given this offseason alone.
Right.
Where
no one was going to touch that thing. Yeah.
He was in the headlines
constantly
for a different reason every day. It was ridiculous.
Yep.
So, you know, that's a really big commitment to make financially. You know, that's why I think when he comes back, it'll be with the Sharks. But we'll
probably,
see.
But
I don't know. That's I hope he gets help. And it's good that the league is coming down on him. Now that I'm thinking about it, 21 games feels light. Because that's such a stupid thing to do.
Let's be real. I think the correct suspension here would have been indefinitely.
Edwin is correct. We are not going to solve society on this pod.
Very, very true. It's...
Damn it! I guess we're out for the day. That was it. Good talk, everybody.
What's the point of the podcast, then, if we can't solve society?
How many viewers we got here? We got over 100 of you, so, you know, we're only 299,999,000 900 short of the U.S. population, let alone the world's problems.
Yeah, look, but if we can't solve, if we can't, how long have we been live? 19 minutes?
Yeah.
If we can't solve society's problems in 19 minutes, what have we even spent 19 minutes doing?
Yep. All right, look.
Unbelievable.
It might not solve the world's problems, but...
Yeah, we couldn't even decide on what the opposite of a plumber was.
Yeah, true. True.
The answer we got was clogger, which missed the point entirely.
Clogger, I mean, and arsonist were the best two answers, I think. So. But, look, might not solve the world's problems, but it will give you a good time and is delicious. Breckenridge Brewery. The official beer of DNVR. Got myself an Avalanche right here. Absolutely delicious. Come get them down at the DNVR bar if you would like. Also, go check them out at your local liquor store. Pretty much everywhere in the lower 48 has them now. I know AJ might still have to smuggle some up to Canada when he goes back there.
I don't know. I brought so much up last time. She's got plenty.
Are you good to go on?
Yeah, she's good.
All right. So hit up AJ's fiance in Canada if you're looking for Breck Brew. She's got the underground market covered. After that,
it's the only place in Canada where you can get a Breck seltzer is her kitchen.
About to open up a market.
Yeah, straight up. She's about to black market that thing. She should, too.
I just found an Advil in the couch.
Girl, get paid. We got somebody with an Advil problem around
here? Yeah, just pull it out of the couch, just like that.
You don't hit me with that shit.
Also, Strava Craft Coffee, the CBD-infused coffee. Maybe you don't need Advil. Just have your Strava Craft coffee in the morning because it'll take care of your coffee and it'll take care of all your aches and pains, unlike an Advil. Oh, I missed by a lot.
Kobe!
check them out. They've been sponsors with us for a very, very long time. If you've never ordered before, you can get 25% off with code DNVR25 at StravaCraftCoffee.com. Go get them. Strava is another one of those things, like, I'm on the show and I try to explain to you guys the Wagyu burger, and it's like, I will tell it to you, but you just have to go and try it. You can't explain greatness. You just have to experience it. So experience some Strava Craft.
It's true.
Today.
I experience it every day when I look in the mirror.
Greatness?
I think, wow. Oh my God.
Wow.
So great.
Very humble for a man with a gavel.
Still. We're moving on.
This one, all right. For the 7 of you who watch F1 with us.
Yo, let's go.
This weekend.
Let's go, let's go.
This weekend, they're in America. They're racing in Austin at the Circuit of the Americas. We're going to sequester at least one TV at the DNVR bar on Sunday.
Yep.
For the race. Starts at 1 p.m. Mountain.
Yep.
So if you want to come, watch some Vroom Vroom with AJ and I this weekend, hit us up. Come to the bar on Sunday. We'll have.
We're
going to
call it the Zoom Room.
The Zoom Room. Let's go. We will divide the room in half for Team Max and wrong people.
Wow. So I'm going to be by myself.
Uh huh.
Son of a bitch.
I'll join you, AJ. I'm clearly
no,
in the wrong
no.
People.
Then we will. Cut off one corner for
no,
Team Checo.
I am anti-Checo. We will not be watching the race together.
You are anti-me. I will end the show right here, right now.
I feel like that's going to get you in more trouble than me.
Probably.
We'll
probably
be worth
okay
it,
with
though.
That.
We'll just go back live and be like, okay.
Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook.
The Broncos play on Thursday. That's why we have Sunday to do what we want.
Yep. Exactly.
We're free. We're free of those god-awful Broncos.
Kind of breezed over this, so I did want to circle back around to it. Maltsev and Kaut. They're getting their opportunity here, or at least an opportunity here, with a lot of dudes out of the lineup. Set some expectations here, AJ. Is this going to be two guys that drop in on the fourth line and play 8 minutes?
Yep.
That simple?
Yep.
All right.
I think it's gonna be Maltsev, Megna, and Kaut.
Yeah. Sounds fine to me. Megna in the middle though, not Maltsev.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. If we don't have the clip, I wish we did. I'll probably post it later. But
Caleb, don't you have a Sabres chat to go and hang out in today? Like,
that's not the vibe of the chat tonight, for sure.
We get it. Everything about the Avs is bad. We understand.
Maltsev scored one of the dopest goals I've seen in a while in the AHL the other night.
It was cool, man.
Between the legs, up over the goalie's shoulder. Pretty dope.
It was. It was very cool.
Is that what you think the Avs are looking for here? A little bit more offensive touch with these call-ups? Because let's be honest.
No, I think they're looking for better players.
Just strictly better?
Well, and I think with Mateau, it was obviously purely money. And with Sakura, when they put him on that
second line, he played
role,
like 4 minutes.
And he just didn't do anything with it, man. I just think that it's...
It's just a simple upgrade,
yeah,
nothing more
like,
to it.
I think they're just looking for answers here. They're looking for guys that can help them. And, you know, Maltsev had an encouraging camp preseason where everything just got better and better and better. And he really should have been the first call-up, but then they had to play all these cap games.
Yep.
And I think Maltsev is the guy that I'm really keeping a close eye on here. And with Kaut, like, we'll see what happens with Kaut. Like, we know what the score is with Martin Kaut.
Yep.
All right, you're gonna get a look here. All right, let's see how you do. Like,
yeah.
Let's see how you do. Let's see if you can earn a second game, and then a third, and then a fourth, and so on, and so forth. Like, we'll just see, man. Like, we know the score there, but we also know that with Stephen Mateau and even Jason Megna and Dylan Sakura, like, we know what that ceiling, we have a pretty good idea what that ceiling looks like. And I just think it's...
You got to do more than that?
Yeah, like, you have to find an answer here.
And I think you bring up a good point that you're saying they want to see these guys earn a second game, because Thursday, certainly Landy will be back.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah.
And there's a good chance that McKinnon will be back by then as well.
Right. Like, their spots are gonna run out quickly here.
Yep. So this is very much a small window.
The Eagles played a couple games over the weekend, and as multiple comments have noted here, Kaut and Maltsev were both very good.
Yep.
In those games. And honestly, outside of the Eagles' goaltenders, the team was pretty good.
Yeah, Anandin struggled.
Well, and Hunter Miska was no great shakes.
I mean, we knew that already.
But, I mean, in the AHL, though. Like,
sure.
He's been a solid AHL tendy.
Well, let's be real, too. The first week of hockey is always nonsense in every league. Like, you see goalies get torched on the reg in the first week of seasons. It's just
Darcy
what happens.
Kuemper just did it.
I'm saying. So, nothing to hit any panic buttons about or anything.
It's true. No panic buttons here. Like, no panic buttons here at all. It's just that this is opportunity for these guys. And you want to see it. You want to see how it goes.
Yep.
And certainly you want to see one of those guys stick over Jason Megna, who's just not any good.
Well,
he's just not, man.
I agree with you, and... It's an interesting spot because, yes, in the immediate with Nuke out, there is going to be a spot available for one of them to stay.
Yeah.
But only one of them. And right now...
And it should be Maltsev.
Well,
I've already decided.
I know you've already decided.
No, I mean, I'm kidding, but I just...
You can't...
Positional flexibility, Maltsev just makes
it. Doesn't count unless you bang the gavel.
You know, I was going to go the entire... You keep bringing it up, man. I was going to go the entire show... And I was just going to hold it, and I was never going to acknowledge it, and I was never going to mention it, and I was just going to hold the thing all show, because that's what I was told I had
Unacceptable.
To do.
Unacceptable.
But you keep fucking bringing it up. So
you're
now
damn right.
Now I have to do this, and it's just like, come on.
Make you work for it, AJ, all right? Can't just come in here and...
Until you.
Can't fire off your takes without authority. That's all I'm saying.
I always fire off takes with authority because it's my show.
but an interesting side of this coin, right now, the last spot in the lineup, whatever you want to call it, is Sampo Ranta's to lose.
Dude, What is going on with him? Can we see good Sampo, please?
Waiting for it. But he had one net drive, you know.
Yeah, and he fumbled the puck.
Yeah, he didn't do anything with it. Shot on goal. But that's okay. We'll see. Nope. The Avs certainly...
Did you watch that segment? No way.
Oh, yeah, well. We knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, keep your eyes out for the watch-alongs. Might see more Eric and Scott, too. So.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that stuff. Should be fun. All right. Should we get into the fun section of the show?
All of them are the fun section.
Yeah, but this is going to be the funner section.
Okay.
Look, we have a Buffalo guy in the chat. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Avs.
Jack Eichel.
Rumored to have talked to Buffalo about Jack Eichel. Granted, there are 30 other teams in the league rumored to have talked with Buffalo about Jack Eichel.
This is where Seattle screwed up big time.
Yep.
With the expansion draft and everything, is that they didn't get any additional draft
assets
picks
to throw so around.
That they could,
yeah.
So that they could be like, okay, well, we're going to give you Colorado's first. Yep. You know, like some random team's first. That's not our own, which we think could be in the top five or it could be in 25. We don't really have any idea. So, this is where Seattle should be the team that was flush with assets. And
that
right now,
just dumped them for Eichel.
Like,
yeah.
It's like Colorado absolutely has the assets to go get Jack Eichel, but that's it. That once they get Jack Eichel, it's over. Like, they're... You can't make any more big moves.
Yeah.
You've got one big move left in you.
Well, now we can...
And that's it.
We'll get into this a little bit later, but some LTIR cap magic could change that a little bit. But it...
Brett Brechton had a stroke halfway through the... halfway through sending that very capitalized message.
Yeah, that one was rough.
I realize that AJ loves when anything's in capital letters. Like, it just draws his attention away.
And chat, to your point, one of the rumored breaking down points of the conversation with the Avs and Buffalo is that Buffalo wasn't willing to retain on Eichel.
Yeah, and, so, like, that's stupid.
You don't have to tell me twice.
It just is. From Buffalo's perspective, you're not going to compete. If that $2 million gets a deal done and gets you an extra first-round pick or something,
yep.
Retaining is smart.
Yeah.
You know what? And, like,
just
your,
do
it's,
it.
It's not your fucking money, Kevin Adams.
You think the Pegulas want to sell Eichel?
I don't know, man. I mean, they just gave Josh Allen $400 million or whatever.
True. But
I'm just saying, like, I think especially when you look at Jack Eichel, where, okay, so if he's not going to go to Colorado, then who's the team that continues to make the most sense for him and has made the most sense for him from day one?
Please don't say New York.
It's Vegas, dude. It's okay. Vegas.
I don't think it is.
It continues to be Vegas because they can
roster-wise, I totally see what you're saying.
They
but.
Can offer up the veteran salary that they need to balance the money. They can offer up Peyton Krebs. They can offer up Zach Whitecloud. They can offer up maybe a goaltender because I think Logan Thompson is apparently the shit. They can offer up first-round picks of Brendan Brisson or whatever, like, They can offer up lots of pieces that should be intriguing to Buffalo, and then they can offload some of the money, like a Riley. I'm just saying, Riley Smith or a William Carlson.
That would have to be such a monster deal, though. There'd be so many pieces in that.
So that continues to be the thing, like. Because, look, Buffalo is not going to get the assets for a healthy, in his prime, happy Jack Eichel.
I think
they have to stop. We have to stop pretending. Like, look what they got for Sam Reinhart.
I think everyone in the league knows that they're not going to get that, but Buffalo. Buffalo seems pretty dead set like, on getting it or nothing.
Most of these offers are like, hey, they're going to, they're, you know, a prospect here and a young player here and a first round pick there and then some veteran, you know, some veteran money to,
sure,
to
balance
even out
things,
some salary here.
So, as Chad is already firing
because if
off,
you're, I mean, if you're Buffalo and you're looking at that offer from Vegas, okay, you get Zach Whitecloud. That's a legit top four defender for you, who is young. He's still cheap, although he's about to get more expensive. He can't score, so he's not going to get so expensive. You know, you're looking at the $4 million of an Adam Larson or an Oleksiak. You get Peyton Krebs. You get a first-round pick. You get veteran player or players that you can then turn around and flip elsewhere for other assets. And then all of a sudden, it's a windfall. Like, that would be a windfall.
So what's the... Let's dial this back to the Avs. What does an Avs package look like?
Yeah, if you're Colorado, the only name that you're really saying is absolutely untouchable is Bowen Byram. You're not giving up Bowen Byram. But if you realistically, if you're Colorado and you offer up Nazem Kadri and JT Compher, okay? Because you have to make some money work.
Yep.
You have to make some money work. And
I mean, Kadri's easy for them, right?
And you get Kadri with the sole express intent to move him.
That dude is
elsewhere.
On Buffalo for 17 seconds.
Yeah, straight up. And he gets moved elsewhere for a second round pick.
Yeah.
Okay. So Kadri and then Compher comes back home.
Sure.
Where he got drafted. All right. Great. And then that's all good and well. So that's where you start.
You throw
then,
in a first.
And then you throw in Alex Newhook. You throw in Justin Barron and you throw in a first round pick. And is Buffalo really going to say no to Justin Barron? A right shot defenseman, a first round pick,
a serviceable NHLer, and JT Compher,
and then do you have JT Compher,
and what is essentially
have,
a second round pick in Nazem
yeah,
Kadri.
And then you have Nazem Kadri, which you flip for whatever. Like, are you really? Is Buffalo really going to be above that? Because if they think that they're getting more than that, they're high.
I agree with that.
If they think that they're going to get two recent first round picks in Newhook and Barron. Plus more first round picks. Like, you've got two guys that could step onto their NHL team today in Newhook and Barron if they wanted.
Yep.
And certainly then you have a first round pick, and then yeah, well, you're wrong about everything, so of course you would feel that way. Because you're not gonna get three first rounders for a Jack Eichel with a back problem. This is not point per game Jack Eichel in his prime that you feel great about. It's just not going to happen. It's not. That's not where it's going to be with him. You're going to have to get, and you, if you wanted three first rounders and then other players, then you don't trade Jack Eichel. You're not getting that.
I don't.
You can't be high.
I don't know that the Avs would necessarily need roster players back either. Like, yes, the loss at 2C while you're waiting for Eichel to recover is something that they'd have to manage.
It's his neck, not his back. Yes, let's make that better. A guy that's what, 24 years old with a neck problem?
Not great.
Like, the team getting him is getting seriously damaged goods.
But I do want to talk about this lineup a little bit, because in a world where Eichel is on the Avs and the package looks at least similar to what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The Avs bottom six, sure, they lose JT Compher, but we have this list of guys. Kout and Maltsev just got called up today.
Yeah.
Nichushkin will be back. They still have Shane Bowers down the lineup. It's not like
somewhere in there.
Avs need massive replacements for a lot of these guys. And obviously, once Eichel's healthy, you're running McKinnon, Eichel, 1-2 in whatever order you prefer, and you're happy with it. I think part of the question here with Eichel does become how much future are the Avs actually sacrificing here? And look,
yeah,
if you're going out and getting Jack Eichel, you're pushing as hard as is humanly possible to win a cup this season, and that's the end of that. But it certainly shortens the window to give up a first, Newhook, and Barron.
Yeah.
You're kind of setting up hard date where things are going to get real tough.
Well, what you're doing is you're relying on you're relying on the guys being, you know, you're relying on, okay, you've got McKinnon and Ranson and Lenz. You've got that top line. And then you're relying on your ability to find guys to play with Jack Eichel. You know, and then you're and then you're relying on your depth being any good at all, you know, with Tyson Jost and your ability to find a Darren Helm every year, you know, guys like that. And then, yeah, like you're going to have a hard time filling out. Like this year there's Burakovsky, but he's a free agent.
Yep.
You probably can't afford him. But then you are long term, you're relying on the big four on defense, which is really a big three because you don't expect Devontaeves to be here for the next 8 years or whatever. Right. You expect Devontaeves in the next couple of years to be a major contributor, but Gerard, McCarr, and Byram on defense. And then, so you've got just your handful of guys that you're absolutely, truly building around.
Yeah.
At that point would be McKinnon, Rantanen, Eichel, Landeskog, McCarr, Gerard, and Byram. Like, that's your core of your team. Everybody else is interchangeable.
So
anybody else is allowed to move.
My other side of this coin, then, yes, you are looking at a significant sacrifice to the future to get Jack Eichel. But if you were to do that, could you go full Tampa Bay? Could you go to Eichel and say, buddy, we're going to get you your surgery. We're going to do what we need to do. And you're going to come back on May 1st.
Yeah, come back on the first day of the postseason.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could. Like, you could LTIR him or whatever. And then
you go out and get another piece.
At that point, like, if you go out and you get, we were joking about it before, sure. But you go out and you get Phil Kessel to go along with Jack. Like, yeah. Then you have, what do you give up to Arizona for Phil Kessel that they would want at that point? Because now you're
2023 first or something.
You gave that to Buffalo because your 2022 first is already in Arizona.
2023 second. Drew Helison. I don't
Pittsburgh,
know.
Pittsburgh got away with being super top heavy. That's the thing that they did. They got away with being super top heavy because it's been Crosby
and Malkin
and Letang.
Yeah.
And then this entire time,
that team won Stanley Cups by literally putting random people.
You're getting lost in the weeds. We're just talking about going out and getting a guy.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be Kessel.
We were joking about Phil Kessel before the show.
It can be Tomáš Hertl if you want.
Yeah. This is the problem is that they just don't have the money or they don't have the assets. If you trade for Jack Eichel, you're done, man.
You think so?
Yeah. You don't have the assets to really, like, you have the assets to go and do Patrick Nemeth again.
Well, they'll do that anyway.
You don't have the assets to go and get another big guy after that. But then you have Jack Eichel. And then which Jack Eichel do you get? Do you get the power forward that's going to average a point per game? Power forward. Yeah. But, you know, the big center that averages a point per game.
Or who knows what you get at the end of that.
You know, we have no idea what Jack Eichel is going to be like, how his body's going to respond to a pretty serious surgery. And we're talking about a surgery that's got
not 100% success rate.
Well, like, how do hockey players respond to it?
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot of question marks, which, once again, going back to, this is why Jack Eichel is not going to fetch a roster player and a top prospect and a bunch of picks. I should say a bunch of firsts. He might fetch like
a third, fourth, like, fifth,
yeah,
whatever.
Like he might fetch like a first, second, and a third or something. Yeah. But like,
it's,
yeah. Yeah, you're not trading Sam Gerard. Sorry.
It's not on that contract.
Yeah. No. That contract becomes even more valuable when you trade for a guy like Eichel because it is cost
It's how you save money. Yeah.
And it's signed forever and ever and ever.
Yep. So, it's an interesting conversation. Give me a reality scale.
Yeah, again, Kadri has a 10-team list that he can veto.
And Buffalo could
and
be
Buffalo's
on it. Yeah.
Probably on it, but the intent would not be to keep Kadri in Buffalo. He would say yes because they would immediately move him elsewhere.
Yep.
Not go to Buffalo. Obviously, if the idea was for him to go to Buffalo and stay, you're not. Why would he have any interest in that?
Yep. Give me a reality check here. Percentage of Kadri or Eichel getting traded to Colorado? 1-0
I would say 0.5%
0.5 All right. Very, very low. Percentage of Eichel getting traded this season, full stop, to anyone.
I think it's I think it's really difficult to do without the medicals, man.
Yeah.
Just without him having surgery and the and a team seeing what's going on. Buffalo should probably wait it out. But that's such a toxic environment to try and like all their guys to try to play through that and like it's hanging over the entire organization.
And, and this is an organization that's going through essentially their third failed rebuild in a row.
Yeah.
It's bad.
I don't think he can get traded. I think trying to move and fit in a $10.5 million contract.
Yep.
I think it's 10.5
Is it
10 or 10.5? Yeah, I don't remember.
It's a lot.
Whatever. You're trying to fit that deal in there. Mid-season, and that's really hard to do.
It doesn't just fit. There's a lot of finagling that has to be done to make that work.
Yeah.
Less finagling is required when you're cutting up a piece of Hassle Cattle Company beef. So head on over to HassleCattleCompany.com, get 10% off your order, and use code DNVR10. You can get the burgers that I've already raved about.
He's not going to exercise that NMC. Yeah, he wants to go
somewhere. The first thing he'll do is get rid of that and say, please get me out of here.
Yeah, like I'm not. And the $7.5 million signing bonus, whatever. Rich people can always just pay each other back.
Yeah. That's,
they can just do each other a solid. It's fine.
Go get the good meats, all right? Don't worry about Jack Eichel and his back meat.
If you're going to get the Wagyu, don't be a monster and get it
medium well out here. Yeah.
What was that? That was hard to watch.
I know. For the record, chat, I order the burger at the bar rare.
I get it medium rare because I'm a normal human.
Medium well. Don't charcoal a Wagyu burger.
Yeah, the whole point of the Wagyu is to eat the delicious Wagyu. not to eat a charcoal brick.
Biscuit, yeah.
Unbelievable.
So you can get it down here at the bar, of course. You can also order it at home through HassleCattleCompany.com. If you get a group together, $200 orders get you free shipping. Jump on that. Maybe you need a little help feeling a little hungry for your Hassle Cattle Company. You can hit up Solace Meds for all your cannabis needs. They have 4 locations in Colorado in store with select products ranging 15 to 25% off. And if you order online for pickup, you can get 20% off with code DNVR20 at solacemeds.com, SOLACEMeds.com. Check them out. The Wheat Ridge locations also giving you a free King Cone with any in-store purchase. So they got you one way or another. And then make sure you're taking care of your teeth with Green Mountain Dental Group, the best family dentist in the Denver metro area over in Lakewood. They will give you a free Sonicare toothbrush with a cleaning x-ray and exam. So get on it just for that. Go take care of your teeth. Get yourself a free toothbrush that makes brushing that much easier with its electric brushy brush.
It's electric brushy brush.
I don't know. What do you call that? I don't know the word I'm trying to think of. Oh, well. Can't win them all. Green Mountain Dental Group. Go check them out. They'll take care of you. Third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Bruto and AJ coming at you.
I'd rather have Matthew Tkachuk than Jack Eichel, too.
Yeah. All right, so like...
Doesn't have any injury history like that. Yeah.
And then, well... It's
I guess
a weird,
he's a year younger.
It's a weird spot, right? Like, in a universe where Alex Newhook works out and becomes the Avs 2C, if you put Matt Tkachuk next to him, and all of a sudden your top six, why not?
Because you put Landeskog next to him and you put Matt Tkachuk on your top line.
Either way, then, though. So you still have some form of a three-headed monster, even if it's Matt Tkachuk up there.
I'm sorry, but if Newhook works out, if he maxes out to what we think he could be, his absolute top ceiling of like a 70-point guy.
Yeah.
And
that team is dumb.
And you got back a Chuck. You have a five-headed monster.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
You're a boss level from Resident Evil.
They cut off a couple heads of the Hydra, and two heads grew back from each. Is like
exactly.
That's kind of where it would end up at, and that's with a ridiculous top four on defense still, yeah, too, hopefully.
Right. I mean to get Magic and Chuck,
something's got to go. Yeah.
You're not keeping Newhook and Byram to make that one happen, but sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it would be ridiculous one way or another. Way too early for trade deadline memes.
Get this out of here.
I don't know. I hope they can't hear that on the show, but
I hope not. I wish I couldn't.
What? Way too early trade deadline things, AJ. Tomas Hertl, Phil Kessel.
Can we
throw a name out there.
Can we see a healthy team first?
Nah, fair enough. But just throw a name out there that would be fun.
I mean, Hertl is like my pipe dream, but okay. Hertl doesn't make any sense with Kadri in tow.
Yeah,
Kadri
not really.
Would have to be going the other way.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, come on, for a playoff run.
Just stack it up.
McKinnon, Kadri,
Hertl as your 3C.
As your 1-4.
That's pretty dirty.
Be a good time. Be a good time.
All right. So, I mean, what is the path back to normalcy for the Avs over the next week? Is it just get through this next game?
Yeah.
Get Landy back and go from there,
yeah,
kind of?
Get the guys back. Yeah. I mean, Andrew Mangiapane would be fun, too. But do you want to talk about a guy that's going to cost pieces?
Yep. Nothing's free in the NHL.
Well, Brendan Dillon hasn't been a Shark in a couple of years. So,
he's also like, his advanced stats are moving the wrong direction.
He's also a Jet. And
was still someone I really liked. But, yeah, the Jets would have no reason to give him up, really.
Yeah. Signed with Washington in free agency and then got traded to the Jets.
Yep. Which their defense has quietly become pretty good.
It's okay. But I mean, on paper it got a lot better, but in reality nothing has gone well.
Yeah, I mean, we're two games into the season. Slow it down. Yeah, get testing your reflexes there.
I don't have any, man. Knee is killing me today.
Working on that ACL?
Dude, it's killing me.
Put you on the LTIR?
Dude, let's do that.
Free up some cap space for DNVR real quick.
It's true. I just signed that fat new contract.
Making the big bucks, and now right. All of a sudden, stuff starts acting up.
That's why all of a sudden I'm going to be sick on Wednesday.
Oh, the motivation lost right there.
We'll see how tomorrow night goes. Yeah. If they lose two in a row, I might just start taking some days off.
So, I mean, final thoughts here on these call-ups, the Avs situation. What do you want to see?
Pretty straightforward for us. So we didn't talk too much about them, actually.
Yeah.
Once we got into all this other nonsense.
Yeah.
But I genuinely, like, I'm excited to see what those kids can do. It's always fun when the right guys get called up, or I should say, not the right guys, but the guys that you get excited about, like Dylan Sakura and Stephen Matteau are not going
to
do
guys that have
me.
The potential to help this franchise in the future.
Definitely. And especially cause like you invested a first round pick into Martin Kaut. You want to get a return, man.
Yep.
You don't want to keep heading towards the same deadline flip.
Hope for a miracle prospect from elsewhere.
Like,
yeah.
Like Martin Kaut for Vitali Kravtsov prospect swap, you know? Yep. Like that's not what you want to see. You want to see the guy succeed. You want to see him come in and do a job. You went and targeted Mikhail Maltsev in that deal.
Yep.
You want to see you be right about that. You want to get an NHL player here. So, when these guys get opportunity, you want to see them thrive, because these the veterans haven't gotten it done. The AHL vet guys have not gotten it done.
Yeah,
which they never do. Like we Ryan Graves screwed everybody up because it gave everybody hope that a guy could actually be pretty good, and then Jacob McDonald had an insane 20 games. You know, like these guys, like what we're seeing with these four, these the Magnas of the world is a lot more normal.
There's not a whole lot there at the NHL level.
Yeah,
it's just for all of them, and it's not to take away. You know, all of these guys are quadruple A players, right?
Right. Like Dylan Sakura is a really good AHL player. Yeah. TJ Tynan was really good. Jason Megna is very clearly a good quality veteran guy for your AHL club. But that should be it.
Yep.
I don't have to speak it into existence.
The Kravtsov didn't report to the New York Rangers, and I had multiple DMs within minutes of like, flip count for Kravtsov right now.
Right. Like, that's anytime a guy comes available, that's
the DM.
That's immediately the reaction.
Yep.
Should the Avs do this? I don't know, man. With Kravtsov, I would say no.
I would agree.
That dude got drafted because of an insane month that he had in the KHL.
Yep.
And that was about it.
And now he's putting up the same production as Nikolai Kovalenko is, so.
Yeah.
Who was drafted in the sixth round?
Who needs Kravtsov? Just sign Kovalenko.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Which
they should probably do.
Get on that, yeah.
But, you know, he also has a say in things. And
Of course. If he doesn't want to come over, he doesn't want to come over. And there are other factors there, naturally.
I did not get any Dylan Strome DMs, but I would assume that that's because the sexiness of Dylan Strome has worn off in people's minds.
Yeah, well, I think...
When you get moved once or maybe twice... That is a
shine
people,
comes real
yeah,
quick.
People
yeah.
will give up on you at that point.
It's not only that, but Chicago's in division, right?
I mean, so
you say that, but and yet teams continue to find ways to not trade in division.
Yeah, but not the Avs. They keep trading in division.
The Avs do, but I'm wondering if Chicago is willing to. That's what I'm saying here.
Chicago and the Avs have traded twice in the last 2 years.
That's true, but Chicago had to trade Saad.
I don't know if they had to, but yeah, the other one was pretty forgettable.
Yeah, I mean, both are pretty forgettable for Chicago.
Oh, totally, totally.
Didn't work out great for them.
Anton Lindholm, baby.
Z's up in Calgary now.
Yeah,
it's a Dorov. Sorry. Yeah. Nikita Zadorov is up.
It took me a second.
I know.
I was like, why? What don't I know?
But look, this is... It's the fun part of hockey to speculate about some of these things sometimes. And
yeah, and I mean, traded myself, dude. Don't encourage it.
Why not? I like it. I think it's fun.
Oh, don't encourage people to get us thinking about trade deadline
stuff. As long as... No. Chad understands that it's complete nonsense. It's fun.
We should do rumor roundup every week.
Oh my god! I don't know if I have that in me.
I can just make up rumors. Nobody will ever know. I'll just make them up, guys.
That would be amazing. I would actually.
Isn't that what rumors are anyway? People just making stuff up.
Little known fact: AJ actually stands for actual judge.
It's true. I try not to expose my government name like that, so
y'all forget you heard that.
Yeah, maybe put it under wraps there, Nathan.
I don't care if people call me Nathan.
Nathaniel.
It's fine. And my name isn't Nathaniel though. That's actually wrong. It's Nathan. Anyway, we're gonna get out of here for the day. Thank you, everyone, for watching, listening, however you consume the pod. We appreciate all of you. I hope you enjoyed the show.
Yes, Judge Florbal.
Judge Florbal.
I like that these fake characters that we make are just evolve.
Judge Florbal will now hear the opening arguments from Lawyer Sergio.
The lawyers for Sergio Mario.
The Mario Bros. Damn, law firm.
Dambologist hurt on the job.
Oh god, the plaintiff Bowser. Anyway, we're out of here. We appreciate y'all. We will be back post game show live tomorrow after the game.
No.
From the bar. No.
No, I don't agree on McDermott. He's not going to be fine.
Oh, I see.
He's too terrible at hockey.
I mean, based on his TOI after that goal he gave up last night, I think Bednar probably going to have a hard time putting him on the ice again.
But. Watch. I bet he plays.
Yeah, what, 6 minutes?
He's going to play. Oh, man, we should have a... That should be on the Wheel of Destiny.
McDermott plays over six minutes.
McDermott at 8 minutes.
Anyway, we love y'all. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Lena Solmar, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.